Hello, Pastor Deborah here, and welcome to the new podcast show here on the Hidden Kingdoms, and it is entitled, 1 plus 1 equals 1, 2 become 1. And I want to tell you a little bit about this podcast show, and you can find it on the Hidden Kingdoms and in the podcast section also. And it is going to be a wonderful podcast. You'll learn a lot about Pastor Deborah and all of humanity and our hearts. This podcast series is about one heart, spiritually traveling on a spiritual road, seeking truth and intimacy, and another heart, spiritually watching and waiting from eternity, from heaven, from paradise. Though these two hearts were spiritually seeking and desiring each other, yet they could not find each other. And thus they were spiritually unfulfilled. One heart was crying, Pastor Deborah, for others, and one heart was spiritually listening closely to the heart cries for humanity. One spiritual heart was seeking more, but not knowing what that was. One spiritual heart was poured out upon an altar of sacrifice, tears flowing freely, flowing for others. And so the stories would begin in 1 plus 1 equals 1, when two become one. So I want you to pay attention. This is episode number 1. And we're beginning this new podcast right now. So you listen. All right. 1 plus 1 equals 1. 2 become 1. As I said, this was about me, Pastor Deborah, and my journey of searching, seeking, desiring to find something I didn't even know what it was. And yet, I learned there was another watching, listening, reaching out to me, but I couldn't see it, for I was in darkness and ignorance of it. And so let's pick up here in episode 1 with this one heart's journey to find another. As I traveled this road, I was alone. And so will you be. You'll be in the darkness and ignorance, and you won't know where you're going. Sometimes you don't see the light till you take a step, and then another step in faith or trust. I was seeking something. Maybe it was what you might call being refreshed, renewed. Don't know. I just wasn't satisfied with the whole life or things. Church wasn't what I thought it would be. Work turned out not to be satisfying. The world was a mess. You know that. You see that even now. But slowly, as I walked this dark road, step by step, decision by decision, reading books, watching videos, I spiritually became refreshed and more refreshed. And more was coming, but even though I didn't understand it, I asked a lot of questions of myself. It's what people were telling me about church, faith, religion. Was that true? Is what the pastors, the books, the teachers, the videos, even the songs sing, was that true? Then why wasn't the world better? Why weren't people better? Why was there such witchcraft and Satanism and horrible things happening to the planet, on the planet? I had no answers. One spiritual heart, me, was being rained on, but I didn't know it. But it was a golden rain that was coming down when I'd be in prayer. I didn't know what it was, but it felt like rain. But it also felt peaceful. There wasn't any thunder or lightning with it. And it wasn't as if fire was coming down yet, but that would happen later. One spiritual heart was spiritually drinking in the warm spiritual rays of this spiritual presence of this Most High God that I knew nothing about. Oh, I said I believed in Him. and I believed in heaven, but I'd never had any personal spiritual contact with him. Have you? Has he ever come to you, visited you in your dreams? Or maybe spoken to you, but you didn't know it was him? Has he personally touched your spirit, cleaned it, touched it with fire, touched it? I hadn't until I became a seeker of more and wanting to be one with this unknown God. One spiritual heart was spiritually laying, seeking under the spiritual glory blanket of the Prince of Peace, the King of Glory. You have to get peaceful in your spirit and in your soul. And you have to allow this sort of glory blanket to touch you. One spiritual heart, mine, Pastor Deborah, was filled with the fire, which is the passion and the desire of God Himself for humanity. Have you ever had a passion like that? A desire for humanity so powerful that maybe all you do is cry sometimes. And you hurt and you ache. And then you speak out something and things get done. One spiritual heart was being touched, me, by another spiritual heart, by the great I Am. Now I'm here on the planet Earth, and I had a lot of questions. Was he inside of me? Was he outside of me? I was someone who always asked questions. I wanted to know truth. I was so ignorant, and I knew it, sort of. So one spiritual heart, me, Pastor Deborah, was being spiritually transformed. I was being renewed for a great spiritual purpose of another. Did I know it at the time? Sort of, yes, maybe, maybe not. But I had no clue of what it was. One spiritual heart, me, Pastor Deborah, was spiritually tried by fire and purified as gold. I had so many spiritual battles and earthly battles, and so will you if you decide to become one with this same heart. One spiritual heart, spiritually overflowing with agape love. That was his heart. And it was overflowing, and it was illuminating me, my heart of my spirit, my spiritual mind, and my body. I was getting lit up brightly. I was getting unlimited spiritual power, authority, and dominion. One spiritual heart, Pastor Deborah, completely spiritually submitted to a king, the great I Am. You might call him God. You might call him Allah. You might call him God of creation, eternity. He's a Lord. He's an owner. He owns everything he created, even the natural world. I was submitted to his kingdom, which was a spiritual kingdom that was to be in my heart, my mind, and on the earth. He was my God, he was my Father, and I was to be committed to his living word. One spiritual heart, Pastor Deborah, spiritually was touched and overflowing with his agape love, so that I could spiritually touch others with his agape love. One spiritual heart given the greatest spiritual gift to all humanity to spiritually carry into the dark spiritual world of Satan, his kingdom of darkness, in the hearts and minds of humanity, to nature itself, to the earth. And I was to carry the greatest gift, agape love. Now I want to end here before we get into some scriptures about what agape love was that I was taking in, being touched with by the heart of the King of the Kingdom of Heaven, the great I Am. So I want to conclude this first episode of this new podcast show. 1 + 1 = 1. 2, become 1. All right, I'll see you in episode number 2.